Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks for hanging out on this Monday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Stan Panionovich with you. Now joining us on the show, our buddy Jason Lockenfour. He's got BetMGM Game Day Sunday mornings right here on the BetMGM Network. Jason, something that I did struggle with is what was the lead from yesterday? What was the best game of the day? Overall, I didn't think it was a great group of games. Some of the games that I thought would be more competitive were not at all. A lot of blowouts. Certainly in the afternoon, there wasn't much to watch.
Yeah.
How about you? Like, what do you walk away with? What's your lead from yesterday?
My lead is tread carefully, man. This league is tough. Like, I have a hard time getting a handle on this league right now, and I find myself betting less and less on NFL inventory. Normally, this is a time of year where you start leaning into unders. And there were some games that looked like they were going to be under games that probably should have been under games. But, you know, like that Jacksonville-Houston. I mean, what happens in the first quarter there and then what happens in the fourth quarter? Those two teams could play each other 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. That they're not going to produce that many points in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, it just seems to be incredible variance. Josh Allen's Buffalo Bills had never laid an egg like that against Miami, whether they're playing in Buffalo in the snow or Buffalo in a windstorm. They could have played on the moon. They could have played on the fifth ring of Saturn or Jupiter. I don't know which one's the one with the rings, but whichever one has them, you know, and that stuff wasn't happening. But that was a four-quarter beatdown. And last time we saw Miami 10 days ago, they were all trying to get, you know, quitting and trying to get traded before the deadline. So I just think my takeaway is tread lightly, because if you've got this league figured out right now, okay, then keep riding it. But I don't know too many people who do. Some of these results are pretty wacky.
I came away from yesterday kicking myself for not betting Matthew Stafford MVP when Joe and I talked about it a month ago,
yeah.
And he was 15-1, and it was right there. I had it in my pendings or my slip, and I just couldn't hit the button. And to see him again throw four touchdowns and no picks, you were big on the Rams defense last year. You love their front, a young front, but a talented front. Why can't they win the Super Bowl in LA? Why not?
Oh, I mean, I think they can. I mean, you look at the games they lost, and did the other team beat them, or did they beat themselves? Now, again, I know we could play that game with a lot of teams, but I think, like, go back to that first San Francisco game. I mean, if we're not trying to make Blake Corum feel good about himself and then trying to make Kyron feel good about himself, if they just let Stafford keep throwing the ball in that game in the high red zone, I think they run away with that game. I think they smash San Francisco. And is there a little bit of that in them? Like, does that come out in them when they play certain teams more than others, like the Eagles, who they should have beaten the playoffs last year and then should have beat? Yeah. Do they let their foot off the gas a little bit? Sure. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was going to be Green Bay and the Rams in the NFC Championship game before the season started. I'm not sure about Green Bay, but I feel pretty good about the Rams. I'm kicking myself because I only bet Stafford 3 passing touchdowns yesterday. We talked about it on the BetMGM show. I should have bet him 4. Yeah, the back is clearly not an issue now. It's a solid enough offensive line. They're an incredibly balanced offense, and the defense is smothering. They could certainly win. They could certainly be the one seed in the NFC, and Stafford could certainly win an MVP. You're not going to get any pushback from me.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to go. So if it is the Rams, or if it's not, like, who's the other team? Because if you look right now for the NFC Championship, they decide to put 3 teams that are 4-1 and 2 teams that are 5-1. The books are saying, we have no idea what's going to happen. They go Rams, Lions, Eagles,
yeah.
Eagles tonight, all at 4-1. And then they put Seahawks, Packers at 5-1, bit of a gap between before you get to the Bucks, and then another gap before you get to the Niners. Along with the Rams, is there a team you like in that group?
I mean, I guess the Rams. Look, it's a big game with Seattle this weekend. I like them. I haven't jumped that game early. Like, the early lines don't scream out to me. I'll probably let that marinate a little bit and see where they go and do more work on that game. Like, I think they win that game, but, like, I've seen different variations of McDonald's defense, including one in Baltimore, struggle with maybe lesser versions of McVay's offense. So I think it's a good matchup for the Rams. If they win that, obviously these numbers are going to change even more in terms of being against you from a value standpoint if you like the Rams. So I would say of that group, if you just want to look at the short-term schedule and these numbers are changing week to week, I guess it's the Rams. Like, I think the Eagles win tonight. That doesn't mean that's a death knell for the Packers. And I know the Packers rarely lose back-to-back weeks at home. I think it's happened 2 times at Lambeau since 2018. But, like, this might be one of them. Now, could they still get their stuff together and win the division and maybe win the NFC? Yeah, I mean, I like the defense more than I like the offense. But, again, like, just this league, I mean, look at the Vikings the last 2 weeks. Look at the Lions the last 2 weeks. How did that thing happen in Detroit? You know what I mean? Like, Buffalo looks like they've turned it around. And I know it's a letdown spot. But for them to get absolutely punked by Miami for 4 quarters and melt down in the red zone, and like, I don't know, man. Like, New England, are we totally, totally, totally buying New England? Like, I liked them in that spot. I didn't love them. I thought it'd be a lower scoring game than it was. I don't know. Drake May for MVP. New England to host the AFC Championship, you know, the AFC Championship game. I don't know.
I feel like, if you lined up 10 people, 9 of them are going to bet the Chiefs -3.5 in Denver. And I'm not saying it's the wrong bet, but the books are going to need the Broncos. And Jason, I'm a guy who likes to bet with the house. I don't even know if I could get there on Denver this weekend.
Yeah, I came real close to firing on the under, and I'll probably buy it up a little bit and then go under. Even with no Patrick Surtain, I there's a lot to like about that Denver defense and that Denver defense at home. And I do still have questions about Kansas City's offensive line. And we haven't really seen Rice, like, go crazy downfield. Like, that element's still not there for them. Like, they get some explosives that are heavily yak weighted, but I'm not sure you're going to get a whole lot of that against this Denver defense. I could see Andy Reid being a little bit conservative here. These are 2 defenses that, I mean, you look at the games they played last year. The defenses were doing a lot of work. Special teams were doing a lot of work. I think it's an under game. What scares me about the under is, like, does Bo Nix just want to give the ball to the other team? Like, that you know, does he throw a pick 6? But, boy, I think Sean Payton is going to have him under handcuffs a little bit here, especially on early downs. And it could end up being two coaches kind of playing not to lose and what I think is going to very much feel like a playoff game. And they're both going to be really well rested. So I look for the better units to shine, which to me are the two defenses.
With Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, you mentioned that you like Philadelphia tonight. That's where the money has been going, as Green Bay is now a 1-point home favorite, total 45.5. Anything else that you're interested in this game via props, or are you just mostly thinking Eagles?
I mean, I leaned to the under, but I just couldn't get home there. Ultimately, I've just been burned on, especially with the Eagles, blocked field goals, blocked punts. Like, there's just been too much of that stuff that's come back to bite me on the under. But would it shock me if this game mirrors last year's playoff game, which was what, 22-10? It wouldn't. Look, I'm on a Hurts anytime touchdown. I think that's been priced. I think we've lost sight. It's been priced a little too much. What have you done for me lately? And this offensive line should be feeling better than it has for a while. It's a well-rested Eagles team. I do think, again, I lean toward it being a lower scoring, kind of a little bit more of a rock fight. You keep the main thing the main thing. I know Green Bay's not giving up a ton of rushing touchdowns, but when they have, a lot of them have been from inside the two. And Green Bay's the team that wanted, you know, that put their name to Goodell's mission to try to rid the league of the scourge of the tush push. So I like Hurts to finish a drive on the ground. You can still get that around plus 115 anytime touchdown. I like a Jacobs anytime touchdown for obvious reasons, paired with Jacobs to catch at least three balls. No Kraft now. I think Jacobs is on the field a ton. I don't know about this being bombs away for the Packers, given how sort of staccato their offense has been. Jacobs has at least three receptions in five of the last six. I think there'll be some checkdowns to try to mitigate some of the heat that Vic Fangio is going to get going against them. So I do like pairing those two together for around plus 170. Sprinkle on a Goddard first half touchdown. I mean, it's happened like five times in the last six games. Green Bay's not great against tight ends. They've allowed five passing touchdowns to tight ends already. If you're looking for a quick hitter, around plus 550. I don't play a ton of those markets, but this one just keeps happening. I mean, if you want to go first touchdown, you could. I mean, that's happened. But, like, if you look at first half touchdowns in the NFL, the only people in the NFL with more first half scrimmage touchdowns than Dallas Goedert are, like, James Cook, I think, and, like, Jonathan Taylor. No, it's Jahmyr Gibbs and Jonathan Taylor, who obviously get in the end zone an awful lot.
Can Taylor win the MVP? I guess a better question is, should he be considered for MVP?
Not for me, but I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I'll never figure out how Josh Allen won it last year. So you should ask a Bobo voter who lets all this ridiculousness get in their way, you know, who is a popularity contest and we really like him this year and he's waited long enough, or he, like, I don't know, he might have got screwed 2 years ago, so let's give it to him now. I'm out of those markets. Like, after what happened last year, forget about it. So, yeah, I mean, if they're all in their private text chains, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, that's cute to me. Yeah, let's do it. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't partake in those shenanigans. So maybe. I would never give it to him in a million years, but, you know, maybe. Like, Matt Stafford's going to throw 55 touchdown passes. Let's give it to Jonathan Taylor, who's doing pretty much what he's been doing every year. Like, is it a little bit more? I guess. I mean, they're also the number one downfield passing team in the AFC. Like, you think that might have something to do with what's going on there? Like, I don't know. I do.
Yeah, I get annoyed by it all. You're right about the text change. And it's like, okay, now we know we've done it in the past, but let's not do MVPs for Offensive Player of the Year. Let's only do quarterbacks for the MVP. And let's change the rules on the comeback, because we didn't like that. We want it to be an injury. I was like, it's why are we betting on it? Sometimes I feel, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. Very, very annoying. Any other games, first looks for next week that you think are worth talking about, or something that comes to mind when you look at a matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I did jump the Packers Giants under early. Now, I did it before games were played yesterday when I got it at 47.5. It's down to 46.5, but also we're probably looking at Russ, right, and not Dart. It's a short week for the Packers. I don't love their offense. Like, they're going to be playing what feels like an NFC Championship game tonight. That's going to be a letdown spot. Their offense lets down all the time. I mean, you can never figure out when they actually put their pedal to the metal. I think the Giants front could get after them a little bit, having to play two NFC East teams with travel that short together. Like, I don't know where that's going to go off at, but I still would play the under at 46.5. I like the UNC Wilmington Seahawks on the money line tonight at Kent State. and we're also on the over in the Indiana State game. The Sycamores are 20-5 to the over since 2023 when they play out of conference games.
All right. I'll trust you on it.
It's called over 157.5. All right. SIU Edwardsville.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast Wanna Bet. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, best of luck tonight and the rest of the week. All right, good stuff there. Jason LaConfora squeezing in some other plays that are on his mind that I'm sure he'll be talking about on his show today. Did not have that one on the bingo card. Well, there are a lot of things in the NFL that I didn't have on the bingo card, but it happens in this league, right?
He left before he said goodbye.
I know.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Maybe he feels like we felt earlier this morning. Who knows? Monday morning market moves. We'll hit college football, then the NFL. We'll be breaking those moves down rest of the hour here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Joe O, Sammy P, Monday morning. Let's just talk about it now before we jump into the college. What a little bit of what we saw over the weekend, the moves that we already saw yesterday about the upcoming week in college football. We got an email from YouTube TV. If you're a subscriber, so did you on Sunday afternoon. Mine says, "Hi, Joe. We've been working in good faith to negotiate a deal with Disney that pays them fairly for their content and returns their programming to YouTube TV. We know it's been disappointing to lose Disney content, and we want you to know we deeply appreciate your patience. In light of the disruption, we're offering our subscribers a $20 credit in bold. Over the next few days, you will receive a follow-up email with instructions on how to redeem your $20 credit for YouTube TV. About 10 days ago, we received an email saying that they were going to give us a $20 credit. Now they're saying, Sam, that they're going to give us a $20 credit update, but you're going to have to take more steps. Kind of like how ESPN and Disney is saying, hey, go to this website. Hey, demand this. They want us to do the work. And while in this email, YouTube TV is saying, yeah, we'll give you credit if you do some more work. I don't want the $20. I don't want it. I just want what we're paying for. Instead, very frustrating.
How about you give us the games, you pricks? Give us the That's games it. That we pay for. And also, why do I have to follow up email a $20 credit? Take it off my bill. Why do I have to do it? I already pay for it. Just take it off. And don't appreciate my patience. Don't assume my patience. I've had it up to here with this. I had to leave the house the last two Saturdays to watch college football. Appreciate your patience.
I'm leaving. Please remind me, whether we're doing a show somewhere or not, that I said I'm leaving YouTube TV as soon as the NFL regular season is over. The only reason I haven't left is because I want Sunday NFL ticket. And, you know, this YouTube TV thing is probably part of the reason I was pissed off yesterday, in addition to the results. I mean, I had a bad day in the NFL, which, you know, took away a good day in college. But I'm sitting there, and it's all crap. The game sucked. They were all blowouts and nothing exciting. Saturday was so much more exciting than what we saw yesterday in the NFL. It wasn't close. And I'm sticking with YouTube TV so I can get to see all these games. That blew. And that annoyed me as well yesterday. But you know why? They're making you take this extra step for this, oh, this precious $20. Oh, suck it. You can't get anything for $20 anymore anyways. You can't even get a lunch barely. But because they know there's going to be thousands of people that just don't do it, of their 10 million subscribers, that they're going to miss the email or they're going to forget to do it. They'll delete it or they'll think I'll do it later, and then they never end up doing it. So they end up saving a ton of money. We know that's why.
I'm going to do it, but I'm still pissed. And you're right. Yeah. They have us over a barrel if you're an NFL viewer. And you're right. The NFL experience wasn't great for me yesterday. I had quad box going. I had Vikings, Ravens, top left, which I lost money on. Top right, Bucks, Patriots, which I lost money on. Bottom left was Bears, Giants. And we've already discussed that and how Caleb Williams is now Michael Jordan. And then bottom right, what was bottom right? Can't remember. Must not have been that good of a game. Oh, Bills, Dolphins. Wasn't a good game. That's right. 16-0 Dolphins lead in the fourth quarter. You're like, oh, the Bills just beat the Chiefs. I didn't enjoy the experience, but you have to have the games on. So until that point, you're right. I will not change because I need to watch games that I lose money on for the next 2 months. And then maybe I'll cancel it. We could probably cancel it. Here's when we could do it realistically. We could do it once the regular season ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You could switch then because all the playoff games, for the most part, you could handle, right? I mean, at the most, there's two on at a time, but those are nationally televised games. Unless they put one of them on Netflix this year. I'm not aware of the postseason plan. I don't think they would do that. They do it on Christmas, though. They put the Christmas game on Netflix. So, yeah, I might pull the YouTube TV pin after week 18, I guess, and just pull the pin.
You mean when we're unemployed? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good call. Save that $80 a month.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe there are some people out there that have Sunday Ticket YouTube TV with it, and they've already started that process, and they're just adding another streaming service. I'm not adding another one for like $100 a month or whatever.
No.
It's just so
no,
there's it's no dumb. Point. Yeah, why for what?
I mean, I know you're all upset at YouTube TV, but it doesn't mean you need to spend more money.
Well, that brings us to college football. What if we get to the playoff and we can't watch it? So we'll be done by then, right? If you pull the pin, we're done by the time that – what are the dates of the college football playoff starts?
I don't know. I mean, I remember last year when the games were on New Year's Day, question mark?
First and round, was, December 19th and 20th.
Okay, and then it's got to end early January, like January 10th would be my guess, something like that.
Championship the 19th, semis the 8th and the 9th.
Wait, the championship is on January 19th?
Correct.
And the playoff starts on December 19th. Wow.
It's really dumb. It's a full
long playoff.
Okay, so what they're doing, it's not week to week. It's how they finagled this basically is a week and a half between games. So you go 19-20, then you go New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then we go 8-9, and then we go 19th.
Okay. I mean, it was similar last year. That just seems like it's a lot of time between games. I do remember, though, vividly that it was after the first of the year because that was when Notre Dame beat Georgia, and I was doing the show from the score, and I walked in, and Dykstra said, "Now you got to play a real team." And that was right after New Year's Day. Yeah, that was so Notre Dame played Penn State in early January and then won that game to go to the title game, I believe, because Notre Dame beat Indiana, Georgia, Penn State, and then lost to Ohio State, if I remember correctly.
Yep. I remember being at a New Year's Eve party and watching one of the playoff games. I think that was Penn State Boise, which wasn't close at all. Yeah, so that was the quarterfinals, and that's the situation we're going to have this year. Okay, so 11 college football playoff games. 9 are on ESPN or ABC.
Great.
Better.
Perfect.
Be figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just take your $20 credit, and everything will be just fine. As for Notre Dame, let's talk about this game, because this number has moved. The look ahead on Notre Dame Pitt was 9. They reopened it yesterday at Circa at 10. And now we are out to 10.5 or 11. Actually, I see an 11.5 at the Green Book. BetMGM has 10.5. Circa and Westgate have 11. Notre Dame's offense, I think, is elite. And that was one of my bets on Saturday, Notre Dame, which, speaking of market moves, that game last Monday was 25.5. By kickoff against Navy, the number was 31. And I was getting texts from people back home. Do you still like Notre Dame at minus 31? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh. And it didn't matter because they covered all the numbers. But these are the people that I deal with in life.
Talked all Notre week Dame's about gonna get it. That.
Yeah. All week. Monday, lay 25. Wednesday, lay 26.5. Friday, lay it before it gets to 28. Saturday text, you like it at 31? And you wonder why people don't win sometimes. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, though, look, people are going to bet against Notre Dame because they don't think the defense is all that good, and I understand it. And Pitt's got a young quarterback that's been very impressive. I'm not saying lay it. Like, I don't think I'm going to be on Notre Dame here, but I do think you can wait if you like Pittsburgh. I do think Notre Dame will get more support throughout the week.
How about the late money, though? Seattle closes 7.5, win and cover easily. Rams closes 6, wins and covers easily. Detroit closes 8.5, wins and closes easily. You just mentioned one example, Notre Dame in college. How about Texas Tech? That thing was 10 all week. It closed 13.5. Wasn't close. All of these won and covered. The late money, man. Respect it. Game day money.
And they should have won.
Go check it out.
They should have. Texas Tech should have won by 40. Like, they kept kicking field goals inside the red zone. Mm-hmm. They dominated BYU, which, again, college was great for this show. It was great for me. College was awesome. Between Notre Dame at a good number, Iowa at a good number, 6.5, and then the Texas Tech minus 10 was great. So there's another big mover, Joe. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. So the opener in Vegas was 13.5 on Florida and Ole Miss. There were some texts rumbling around yesterday that Florida's going to have some opt-outs. And that's been sort of rumored, you know, Napier gone. Florida just got loss number 6. Guys are just going to leave because guys are going to transfer out. And why wait? Why go out there and play? The rumor is that Florida's going to be down a bunch of guys. And it's nothing you can confirm. I can tell you it's been bet, though. So Mississippi yesterday, it's weird to say Mississippi, Ole Miss. Ole Miss was 13.5 point favorites on Sunday afternoon. That number is now 16.5 at multiple books. It did get to 17 yesterday. Got to 17. And then somebody came in and grabbed the number. They took 17. I'm hearing it could be very bad, like an exodus of players at Florida who are just done. They don't want to be there, and they're going to enter the portal. If that's the case, if they're down multiple starters on both sides of the ball, how bad could it get?
I did notice that move, and now that makes sense. Another move was in favor of Florida State. Florida State goes from 11.5 out to 13.5. Not as big of a move, not through key numbers like you're talking about with the 14 there with the Ole Miss game, but certainly a move in favor of Florida State against Va Tech. So that one certainly stood out as well. Were there any others that jumped out to you?
Not so much a move, but I am curious to see where this does move throughout the week. That's Oklahoma and Alabama. The opener at Circa was 6.5. Bama, of course, favored. Bama's at home. The initial move went to 7. But then you started to see some buyback at 7. So, you know, somebody came in, laid Alabama. They went right to 7. And then somebody else came in and took the 7. So that could line up a very solid week of two-way action. I think you're going to have plenty of support for Alabama at home, obviously. But I think people look at this Oklahoma offense and think, okay, they can move the ball too. So that'll be fun to see. Again, not a big move per se, but I think that'll be interesting to follow the next 5 days or so. Where does this number close? I'm going to guess about 6. That's my guess. But that'll be a fun two-way fight throughout the week. I think you're going to have people on both ends of that spectrum. Guys that want to take the points with Oklahoma, other people that want to lay it with Alabama.
What is your first thought when I say, okay, now Iowa, after that loss, they go on the road to USC, and you've got the Trojans laying 6.5?
I like Iowa still.
So you do? Okay.
I think. Right. I don't know.
First thought. Yeah, you're not locked into this.
I just think Iowa's just tough. I think they're tough. But it is, when you go on the road, it's a little bit different. These are two, obviously, contrasting styles. The total makes me a little nervous, though. Seeing the total around 50,
high.
That's not an Iowa total. And you know what I mean by that. That's not an Iowa total.
No, we saw an Iowa total on Saturday, for sure.
40.
With a 41 score.
That's an Iowa total. When you see 41, good for Iowa. When you see 50...
Bad.
Not good for Iowa.
I assume this game's going to take the most amount of handle, Texas-Georgia. Georgia 6, some spots 6.5, total 47.5.
I'm thinking money line, man.
Yeah.
I think they can win. Yeah, I do.
Well, you bet them for the playoff. I mean, you're making that bet. You're assuming they're winning this game because they have to.
Yeah, we do a best bet underdog on Bear Bets on Thursday, like a dog that can win outright. I will definitely be picking Texas at +190 or whatever. I just think they match up well with Georgia. We'll see. Could be very wrong there, but I'm willing to find out.
Bama's favored by a touchdown. Very non-competitive LSU game on Saturday. It was like, those are usually pretty good matchups. That was like just a ho-hum nothing. A nothing burger. Did LSU even score 7? I don't think they did. They scored 6.
It was an awful, awful game.
Awful game. Yeah, another one. Kind of like the late afternoon in the NFL. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves on the NFL next week 11. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Monday Moons, top of the hour. We are very positive, like we like to be. Very positive on this show during Monday Moons. We'll do that coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. Joe O. Sammy P. Also next hour, we'll find out where the room is at. Maybe it's a, well, it is going to be a winning week for the room in both college and the NFL. Worst case scenario, even if Philadelphia does not cover tonight, we're talking about 3-2, something we don't see a whole lot at all. All right. We were talking about Monday morning market moves over in college football. We hit every game that we wanted to, right? Did we talk about them before we moved to NFL?
Got everything I wanted to do out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Same thing for me. Okay, one more. And I only bring this up because we talked about it a lot last week, and we talked about the game. We didn't talk about it from a betting perspective. You wanted to bet Penn State. Your numbers told you to bet Penn State. Anybody that has numbers were like, this is so far off. But the question is, can you bet Penn State because you don't know if they've quit on the season? They gave fight on Saturday. I don't know that they're going to give fight moving forward. Did you do anything with Penn State? Were you pissed that entire game because it was obvious that they were covering that number?
Yeah, I was pissed. I flipped out Penn State plus 15. I took it out of all my stuff, all my content, all my shows, because everybody that I respected was like, don't do it. So when you hear that from four people that make you money and help you, you know, get to the right sides, you stay off it. I mean, Maybe I should pick and choose my battles, I guess. But I, you know, I had a guy who's a very, very good bettor who actually went to Penn State, and he was like, they quit. I'm like, okay. So I stayed off it. And then I decided, rather than take Penn State plus 15, I'm going to take Boston College plus 11. And they got freaking killed.
Man, you were so close to sweep. Yeah.
Killed. Yeah, but that's life, right? The other one that I talked about on Friday was Purdue. I almost pulled Purdue plus 30. Mm-hmm. Didn't do that one either. That's the worst. When you have three dogs and you cross off the wrong two and take the one that gets killed. Like, that's, to me, that's the most frustrating thing. And that's sort of a behind-the-scenes look, right? And nobody cares on bets that I almost made, but I'm just – I'm therapeutically bringing it up because it makes me feel a little bit better that I was on the two sides that were decent. And then I decided to just whittle the list down and take Penn State and Purdue off and bet Boston College. Boston College got throttled. Throttled.
Yep. Hmm. It's part of it, man. Everybody goes through it. Like, you're so close on one, and you just end up, okay, which one? You just make the wrong choice. It's tough. And then, like, oh, if I would have done that too, and then I'm at least for the most part breaking even, but then you get in trouble a little bit adding too many, because what if you end up losing both too? It's like, yeah, always very challenging. All right. Let's talk about Week 11 National Football League. Week 10 wraps up tonight. Week 11 is going to start with the Jets and the Patriots on Thursday night. We have one more international game. Sunday morning is going to be the Commanders and the Dolphins in Spain. But as far as moves, one that jumps out is probably a quarterback change. There's an assumption it's not going to be Dart. It looks like this number is playing it in the middle. So we wait on Green Bay tonight, but the look-ahead line was Green Bay -7 at the Giants. It is now 8.5. Do you agree with me that that's an in-between number, leaning Russell Wilson, not Jackson Dart?
If Dart is in, this comes down. If Wilson's in, you might get to 10. So, yes, I agree on the factor that this is probably a halfway number at this point in time. How do you bet Russ? I don't know, man. It's just not there anymore. It's not.
Mm-mm. Exactly. Yeah, I think you're right on the number. Maybe 9.5, but yeah, he's brutal. He comes in, you're like, it's over. It's over. Even though it was in that last quarter of the game, like, it's done. Bears now have a chance. They have life, and they did. 10-point comeback in that fourth quarter over at Soldier Field. All right, some other movers that I see this morning. The Chargers, now it is almost a field goal favorite. Well, I do see some threes actually popping. The look ahead was 1.5, but now it's 2.5 to 3 at Jacksonville. Any Chargers game moving forward, can the opposition pressure the quarterback? The Steelers did. They just couldn't do anything offensively. And then you have a Jacksonville team, another one that just blew this massive lead. Was it a 19-point lead that they blew against Houston yesterday? It's hard to trust Jacksonville as well. So the Chargers are going to be favored on the road.
I still don't know how that Jacksonville game ended, like, the way it did. That yeah. To have the 26 points in the fourth quarter by one team. That was just crazy. If you had Jacksonville, you go into the fourth quarter up 29-10 and lose 36-29. Just crazy. With a backup quarterback too, Joe, with Davis Mills. Not a good look for that Jags defense. That said, man, I would lean to the Jags at 3. You know, as a home team, catching a field goal, that's where I would be. Chargers go across the country. The thing is, Harbaugh's been so good in these roles. Like, I know a lot of people like to bet against the cross country trip and fade the team making the trip. Harbaugh's been just fine in that role. We, by the way, not to piggyback off of that game, but we do have a move that's happening right now. They're betting the Bears and Vikings over as we speak. This thing is lighting up like a Christmas tree right now on the board. So 10 minutes ago, the total was 47.5. And now we're at 48.5. A lot of books, 48. BetMGM just moved to 48. Chris Andrews at the South Point has 47 because he's still sleeping. But everybody else is on the move to 48.5. I mean, look at it. You can see it. We got the same screen in front of us. He's the only book in the world at 47. It always makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know. But it looked like they did a little bit of a move, just not as much as everybody else.
Yeah,
that makes sense. You know. That makes sense, but that makes sense, right? Controlled environment. You have Caleb. I was using his legs. Bears defense is bad. I could see a shootout. That was close. If you were on that Bears Giants over, that thing dropped to 44.5. I think it went down 2 to 3 points with the weather that was coming in, wind off the lake, and the under just barely hits in that one.
If there's a team that can make J.J. McCarthy look good, it's the Bears, at least defensively. I mean, we've already seen it. He went into Chicago week one, 3 touchdowns, fourth quarter. Yeah. So I understand it. There's a good chance this gets to 49 too. You know, the thing is, these NFL totals get so sharp, you know, like, because these are low limit bets. Maybe not low limit, but these are not full throttle. You can't bet $50,000 on Monday. So these are much smaller bets, relatively speaking. But these books, they take Monday and Tuesday as shape days. And what a shape day is it allows your sharp players to come in, get the numbers they want at decent limits, and then you use their bets as information to get to the right number. So by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, they feel good about the totals. Now, weather can obviously change everything. An injury can change everything. But these totals, specifically in the NFL, get molded on Mondays and Tuesdays into Wednesday. And then by Wednesday, they raise the limits.
And it looks like right above on that screen, you see Houston, Tennessee. That total's getting hit hard to the over too, right? 37.5 up to, I see some 39s out there. I see 39.5 too. This one keeps on climbing.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City's been bet as well. I brought it up with Jason at 3.5. Chris is at 4.5 on that game. You know the Chiefs are going to get money. People think Bo Nix stinks. Yep. I personally think he stinks too. I know Paul's been saying that for months. Man, every bone in my body wants to take Denver. And I was thinking about taking 3.5, 4. Now it's 4, 4.5. And you're like, well, might as well wait. Why bet the dog now? This is going to be Kansas City all week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Andy Reid off the bye. You're going to hear it everywhere. Andy Reid off the bye. And you're also going to have the Broncos with extra time to prepare too. So does it mitigate it a little bit? Maybe. And people remember what Thursday was like and how excruciating it was. And the Broncos offense couldn't do anything in that game. Now you're going to face a pretty good Chiefs defense. So if you look at the Chiefs against tough defenses, how have they been? How many tough defenses have they played? Philadelphia, they lost outright in week 2, 20-17. I'd say the Chargers are up there. They lost that one too, 27-21. So could the Chiefs fall to 5-5 in this spot? Yeah, they could. Going to Denver, Mile High? I think you're going to see a different Denver team. I'm not like taking a stand on Monday morning saying take Denver +4. If you like the Broncos, if you're thinking Broncos, you have time because this is probably going in one direction.
I wonder how high. 5.5, maybe? I don't know about could 6. Be. I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. Wow. There will be support for Denver at +6. That will happen if it does get there. JLC may be onto something with this total. He brought up the under. 45.5 on the open. A lot of 44.5. Chris has 44. Pinnacle has 44. DraftKings has 43.5. So that total has been taking some under money, at least in the last, when did they open it? Like 6 o'clock in Vegas last night. So it hasn't even been 24 hours, obviously. And we've seen some dollars on that under between Kansas City and Denver. And I guess it does make sense given everything you just brought up.
Very curious what happens in Sunday Night Football for week 11, Detroit, Philly, because we've got Philly going tonight. So it's going to be a short week of prep for them. What happens to this number based on tonight's results? It is mostly 1.5. High total, 48-49. I wish I would have known that Dan Campbell was calling plays yesterday because I was very concerned about how that Lions defense was looking for 3 weeks. You laugh? I'm serious. He's probably better than Morton, and look what happened.
I agree.
Man. Would have liked that.
Grr!
Damn it. Monday Moons next. Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.